This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Doctors currently identify autism disorders by observing behavior. Autism affects social and communication skills. It usually first appears in young children. Now, researchers think they have found a biological test for autism. A team from Harvard University in Massachusetts and the University of Utah developed it. The test uses an MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging machine, to look for abnormalities in the brain. Other studies have not shown major structural differences between the brains of autistic people and those without autism. But the latest study did not look at the large structures of the brain. Instead, Harvard's Nicholas Lang says the team looked at the circuitry, the chemical and electrical pathways that link the different parts of the brain.
The brain may be okay, the parts that do the work may be okay, but the wiring, the cables between the points in the brain, one to another, may be disrupted in some way.
The scientists did MRI scans on 60 males between the ages of 8 and 26. 30 of them had been identified as having mild autism, a form also known as high-functioning autism. The researchers looked at the connections in two areas of the brain that control language and social behavior. They used a technique called diffusion tensor imaging. This way, they could observe microscopic fibers to see how well the brain's circuitry was organized. Nicholas Lang says the pictures showed a clear difference between the people with autism and those without. He compared it to spaghetti.
There's a bundle of uncooked spaghetti, and there's a clear directionality to that. It's nice and well organized, as opposed to a cooked bowl of spaghetti that's just a tangle of, it looks like spaghetti. And that's the way the wiring can be. It can either be very tangled, it can be very organized.
The researchers say the tests were able to predict with 94% accuracy which of the people had been found to have autism. The researchers repeated their study with new participants and got equally strong results. The results appear in the journal Autism Research. But Dr. Lang says the test is not ready yet for general use. The study was small and only involved males. It also used older children and adults. Dr. Lang says that in time, the test might be able to identify autism in children under 3. 3 is currently the youngest age at which most doctors will diagnose an autism disorder. But most parents begin to suspect a problem by the age of 2. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Faith Lapidus.